Just a small town girl.
Yes, sir. Been quite an interesting day, hasn't it? Yeah. The Simone Biles thing really generating a lot of comments on Facebook today, I can tell you that. Most people supporting her, others attacking her for letting down her teammates. And, you know, to be honest with you, I don't have any idea why she stepped away. I don't have any idea why she stepped away. I mean, there could be something that we don't know, and I will allow for that. I'm not going to jump to conclusions. Like, I mean, there's just some hateful comments coming from people on the right. And I'm like, do you know maybe if something traumatic occurred? We had a caller earlier saying that she was under a tremendous amount of pressure, that when she won the gold to kneel or to turn her back to the American flag, which she said she couldn't do. I don't have any way to verify that, but that's some chatter on the back channels. That would certainly put somebody in a very difficult, if nearly impossible, position. No matter what you do, you're going to be attacked. Because if you don't turn your back, those in the BLM and elsewhere would denigrate you. And if you do turn your back, you're denigrated by the others. This is why politics has no place in sport. Leave them alone. And if she wants to stand up and put her hand over her heart for the American flag while the national anthem is played like she has done so many times before, then by God, she has every right to do that. But the intimidation and everything else, just flat out bizarre as to how we got here. Anyhow, so she's gone. Well, the story was just sent to me, and I find a couple of things curious about this. And I was telling you about this earlier, and I couldn't find it. Now I've got it back in my hand. But the highly contagious Delta variant of the COVID-19, right, skyrocketing in the last few weeks. But a new analysis out of California finds that several counties with above-average vaccination rates also have higher COVID case rates, which flies in the face of what we're being told. Flies in the face of what we are being told. Five counties, L.A., San Diego, Alameda, Contra Costa, and San Francisco, all have much higher percentage of people who are fully vaccinated, and yet their daily case rates are skyrocketing. That doesn't fit with the narrative of the unvaccinated are creating all these problems. It's the unvaccinated that are creating all these problems. Apparently, that's not true. Apparently, that's just not the case, not in California. Not in Iceland, where 85% of the adults are fully vaccinated, yet the cases are spiking and they're going back into lockdowns in Iceland. Other countries experiencing the same. And so I wanted to go back to bite number 12. This is a Yale epidemiologist. And he says the return to mask mandates, which are now being suggested by the CDC as of yesterday, and federal employees will be demanded that they get the vaccine. That's announcement is going to come this week as well. But he says, does the epidemiologist, that these are failed approaches. This has been tried. It didn't work. And he says there's other answers that we should be looking at. Bite 12, go.
Really, the problem is they have no imagination, and they don't really think about what's going on and how to solve it. They're working on a premise that if they didn't do enough in the first place, they'll just do the same, but more so now. And that's a failed idea. And really, we have the tools to fix it, and we just need to use them. And as I've said many times on your program, for the breakthrough cases, for people who get COVID, treat them as outpatients with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, other treatments that work very well, and that solves the problem. As to Delta that's coming, Delta's going away in the UK. So this is a bump that we're facing now and is very likely to be gone in another 3 or 4 weeks in the US, or going down in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. So going back down in 3 or 4, we'll see. We'll see. Will the Delta variant peter out? I don't know, because here's the problem facing the administration currently. As I told you earlier, Joe Biden's approval ratings are at the lowest they've been since he took office. Just 47% approving of his job today, 51% not. But you have the COVID and the pandemic problems. You have the defund the police messaging, which is a complete failure. People want more police, not less. The economy is in trouble. Inflation is rising, and people know it. They can see the price of gasoline. If they need a car, they know that's out of reach for a lot of folks now. The border is in complete meltdown. And even the main media outlets are focused on these issues now. Critical race theory has bombed with parents and people alike across the country. Plus Cuba and the idea that they would federalize the elections, all of that. None of it's working. So let's end this section on a high note, however. How about something a little positive to take with you? And I love this. From beyond the grave, a dead bird has made an appearance. In a failed attempt to help the critically endangered Kiwi Kiu, or Maui parrot bill, seven of the golden green birds were translocated to Maui's Nakula Natural Reserve in October 2019. However, an epidemic of avian malaria transmitted by non-native mosquitoes killed them. Well, they thought they were gone. And the remaining two are also assumed dead. But the Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources researcher Zach Pizzillo heard one in the distance. I heard what I thought might be a distance Kiwi Q song, said Pizzillo. It then sang about 10 times across a gulch in some koa trees. The creature, which birders thought had perished in the bird epidemic or the years since, then began acquiring various items, all while continuing its ditty. It dropped down in some kalia trees where it spent the next 20 minutes calling and actively foraging through the berries, bark, and leaves. He said, taking a closer look, he's able to confirm that the bird was one of the last two Maui parrot bills because it had a band on its leg. They're not sure if he has a partner. They're not sure. We'll see what happens. But it brings hope. Final thoughts after this.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.